Welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Jean and how are you today? It's Monday the 11th of September. Well, as you know, we have our YouTube traveller, Steve. And it's Steve Marsh. Now, Steve is going to Ireland. When he travelled to Ireland, he went on Logan Air. And the fascinating things that I discovered from what Steve did on his travels. Ireland has its own currency, and because Ireland is Northern Ireland, sorry, I was talking about Northern Ireland, I thought Ireland had the currency with the UK because it's part of the UK, but it turned out it doesn't. Ireland has its own currency. Very interesting. Now, when Steve arrived in Northern Ireland, he arrived on the George Best Airport. Now, there was a very famous football player called George Best, and he played for Manchester United. Now, when he died in 2005, Northern Ireland in Belfast renamed the airport after him. Well, then, that's something that's very interesting about Northern Ireland. Well, you know, I've never been to Northern Ireland before, but with Steve Marsh, I definitely have. Anyway, so how are you today? And how are you doing? Many interesting things have been happening inside the UK. As you very well know, we've got a new king, King Charles. Well, anyway, I'll stop talking about myself and we'll head on our journey to Steve Marsh in Northern Ireland. And let's come up now.
We're walking to the airport for a wee hop across the Irish Channel. We've got a lot of travel to do today and you're coming with me. So let's get going. You might ask, why are we doing this trip today? Well, do you remember a few weeks ago in the Kintyre 66 video when I was down at the Mullagh Kintyre Lighthouse and I was amazed at how close Northern Ireland was to Scotland? Well, today we're heading over to the other side and we're going to see what Scotland looks like from Northern Ireland. Please, fingers crossed, we get some good weather and clear visibility. The flight segment of this trip was pretty special to me. It was both the first time I'd flown from Dundee Airport and the first time I'd stepped aboard an ATR 42. So I think it's only right that I go back to my roots and bring you a full flight review dedicated to this 40-minute hop across the sea to Belfast. Look out for that one next week. Welcome to Belfast, folks. And explore Northern Ireland, indeed we will.
Please select payment type.
I caught the airport bus just to save a bit of time, but let's be honest, like in Dundee, this would have been an easy walk. Well, the airport bus took no time at all, and that's us now in Oxford Street in Belfast. And we've got another two buses to catch today to try and get right to the top of Northern Ireland at Ballycastle. From there, we'll find somewhere to stay, and then tomorrow, we'll try and get a nice view out over Scotland. Nicest bus driver in the world, by the way. He actually got off the bus to show me where to go next. But I'm really used to that over here. Northern Ireland, the people here are so friendly. Was saying try the bus centre first, but I don't see what I'm looking for on the destinations board in there. I tell you what, just at a time when I've been slagging off bus stations for being really dirty, horrible places, that one was grand. I really like Belfast. It's hard to describe, but the place has got spirit. And then when the sun shines, it's even nicer. But today I'm going to do something I've never done before, and that's break free from the city. Now I think I get my first bus on Bridge Street. And is this Bridge Street? Yes, it is. Okay, so I had a wee bit of time to go and get some supplies, and everything's very chilled at the moment, but this is where it could all begin to unravel. Because like I say, I've got to get two buses to get to Ballycastle tonight, and that means a connection in Ballymena with only 5 minutes connection time. And from what I can see, this is the only service that will get me there tonight. And I've got a room booked there, so I've really got to make this connection. Wish me luck. Still waiting. Is me the first and then on to the Pell Castle. Nice one, cheers. Time. Here's hoping it stays that way.
Right, we just have to take a short break right now. We'll get back to Steve later on.
Just missed the echoes 5 minutes ago, but from where I'm standing right here, I can still see 1, 2, 3 ice cream shops still open. That's what it's all about. Cheers, guys. All the best to you. Good morning, folks. Another big day ahead of us today, and it starts with this half-hour walk to the ferry. Oh, that's the pub I was at last night, by the way. And then we'll go across to Rathlin Island. There might be quite a bit of walking over there as well. And there's one place I'd really like to see on the island. I'll save that for later. It might not happen. We'll see if we get there. Now, I have heard that there's a wee bus on the island that could save us a whole lot of walking. But it does only take cash, I've read. So remind me to go to the cash machine. That would save the legs a bit. And I'd also like to know if Northern Ireland still issues its own banknotes. But first, let's find some coffee. I see much open down here yet this morning. I think we're going to have a smart breakfast. Oh, cash machine. And there's your answer. Of course they do. Hey, the spa wasn't so bad. They do proper breakfast rolls, so we are sorted. Ferry terminal all looks a wee bit closed up, but there is this timetable. Depart Ballon Castle at 9 a.m. Ah, there we go.
We'll just take a short break right now.
Thank you.
right now.
Thanks. We've got a wee bit of a problem here in that Bert's Puffin bus will only travel when there's six passengers or more, and there's only two of us. The other lady who works at the bird sanctuary, she's just working on him just now, but I don't hold out much hope. Nah, it's not looking too good. That's three of us now, but still only halfway to getting that bus to move. I was planning to maybe get the bus out there and walk back, because we're a wee bit limited for time today. But we'll see. Maybe we could do it the other way. Maybe we can walk to the west coast and then get the bus back. Ah, well, we had three options. Option one was to get the bus. That didn't happen. Option two, to try and get a lift. That looks unlikely. So option three... Rathlin Island, where the essential for your van is a little plant box on the outside. Okay, so the lady was saying it's just a big steep climb up this hill to the school, then we just head out west. And boy, does it look a steep climb. Here we are again, folks, Adventures with Steve, uphill edition. Okay, so the East Lighthouse, a mile and a quarter away. That's where we get nice views out over Scotland, Lochentire. We'll try and do that a wee bit later. But the lighthouse I really want to see is the West Lighthouse. We've just got 3¾ miles. It's not too bad, as long as it's not just uphill all the way. But at this stage, it feels like it might be. Aye, it's not the flattest island I've ever walked on. But the wee lighthouse at the western tip, it should be worth all this effort.
We will just take a short break right now. Thank you very much for listening. We'll just get back to Steve now in Northern Ireland.
Although you didn't turn up until I've done the school hill, so there we go.
I had to stay away, and I think they all believe that still. Well, I didn't think it counts. Yeah. But each of these,
Geraldine, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
What a view from here.
Yeah,
oh, wow, am I grateful for that lift from Geraldine, who I believe manages the Seabird Centre here, because that is a hilly old route. That would have taken me hours. But anyway, we're here now at the very western tip, and the views are incredible. Right over towards the Antrim coast, and I believe the Giant's Causeway is just down there, because it's only 17 miles from Ballycastle. But the cliffs here, I'm not surprised the birds like it. So as you can see here, we've got a Seabird Centre, but also great lighthouses of Ireland. And that's what we're here to see. Very exciting. The puffins, they're all the way to sea now. We'll see them again next year.
Right, I've paid my fiver at the Seabird Centre and we're just heading down the hill now to the lighthouse. Now, I believe there's two or three lighthouses on the island, maybe more, but there's a reason we're coming to this one. It's very unique. In fact, it's probably one of the most unique lighthouses anywhere in the UK. So here we are, just behind me, the West Lighthouse. Now you get a wee bit of a hint from this angle as to why this lighthouse is so unique. Can you see what appears to be missing? Let's go and have a closer look. What a location. That's exactly what we're looking for. A wee bit further to go though. Oh, look at this, the lighthouse keeper's bedroom. It's so cozy looking. Here we are, the light, which is right at the bottom. Welcome to Northern Ireland's upside-down lighthouse. I see we've got a nice wee chart of the area. So we started out in Ballycastle, we've got the fast ferry right into here, and then I walked up the hill, caught a lift, and we went all the way to the west coast. Now the plan is to head back east, back to where we started, and then walk across to the very east coast, where there's another lighthouse, and we should get a nice view out towards the Mullican Tower in Scotland. Let's get going and see if we can catch that bus. The Puffin Express. Are they all for you?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Thanks,
mate. Cheers, all the best. You see, you always come to these places early. I had a private transfer back. Look at it now. To be honest with you, before I came here, I didn't even expect there to be many buildings, never mind this beautiful little community and harbour. There's even a gym. I think that's the pub. We'll bear that in mind for later. Right, so the East Lighthouse, I think that's the one we're looking for. It's only a mile and a half.
That's no too bad. We don't need a bus for that one. this wee walk is made all the more easy by the fact that it's a walk home. Well, it's a walk to a view of Scotland anyway. The colours here, the purples and yellows, absolutely stunning. I'm finding it a wee bit hard to believe that I'm here, to be honest. Who would have thought when I was over at the Mullachintyre Lighthouse just a few short weeks ago that now I'd be over on the other side looking back at Scotland? These little geographical challenges, these are the ones that I love.
We'll just take a short break right now. No, the break was quite long. Anyway, we'll just get back in touch with Steve right now.
Like one snack to have, isn't there? Dulse. If you're not familiar with dulse, it's basically just seaweed. I could have just gone and picked it myself, but I went and bought it in the co-op. The lady was saying that she absolutely hates it, but sometimes uses it for cooking. But you can just eat it straight out the bag. So here we go, my first time trying dulse. I've found the smallest possible piece. Oh man, that's horrible. It does just taste of the sea. If I had to describe it, it's like eating seaweed. Not for me, I don't think. So the rest of that bag's going to get packaged up and taken home as a souvenir for you know who. Right, just checking the timetable here. The 3 o'clock ferry we're getting back is SOR, Spirit of Rathlin. So that is the car ferry. So we're getting a different boat back. I'm glad I checked that timetable because I was sure we were going back on the same boat. And the Spirit of Rathlin departs from another pier as well. So it's good to be organised and get over there in plenty of time.
Right, we'll just take a short break right now. Thank you so much for listening to Steve Marsh, who I believe has 37 subscribers on YouTube. Well done, Steve. Well, anyway, thank you so much for listening to Steve Marsh and his wonderful trips on Ireland. And I hope you've learned quite a lot from me. And we'll be traveling with Steve on his more journeys wherever he goes to. Anyway, thank you from me, Gina. To so many of you listeners, thank you so much. And many thanks to listeners from New York, Illinois, California, Georgia, Mississippi, Nevada, Oregon. Thank you so much for listening. And Virginia, Washington, North Carolina, and Illinois. Thanks so much for listening. And listeners from Australia, Victoria, in a place called Australia, Victoria State, I believe, and New Zealand. Thank you so much for listening. And Brazil and Mexico and Japan and the UK, almost forgot. Thank you so much for all of you for listening. Now, LMS Radio is now available on Sonos and Bose speakers, Microsoft Edge, and Apple Safari, and Player FM, Podchaser, on Podium.com. And we are all under the heading of H Takeaway Plus. We are also available on Patreon.com. You just go to Creators, type in LMS Radio, and you'll be able to find out more what the radio station does. And we are now available in 40 countries. Thank you to so many of you listeners for listening to us. We have new listeners from Barbados, but we would like to get some more listeners from a place called Liechtenstein, Italy. We're not having any more of those. Oh, almost forget. And many thanks to listeners from Spain. Thank you so much for listening. Signing off now. Continuing with more journeys of Steve Marsh, our YouTube boggler, who travels all over this world, all over the UK for us, and brings up fascinating, enjoyable journeys. I hope you continue, Steve Marsh, and we enjoyed your clips and his videos. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. My name is Gina, and thank you, and I'm signing off right now. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.